Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 324 of Heroes Unlimited. Today is a little bit of a grab bag. There's a lot of different stuff on this page that I want to talk about, and it's not really thematically connected in any inherent way, which would have made this a really difficult podcast episode, except that I found the unifying, overarching connection among all the things on this page, which, by the way, is a segment of the spell list in the Magic Explained section of the book. It's a list of spells. I found the one thing about all this rules text that unites it, which is that it has all earned my wrath for taking up space that could have been used to give us golems. Yes, golems. Creatures of legend. Not just in reality, but in Heroes Unlimited as well. We keep reading about fucking golems. Remember back in Psyshield when it talked about how your shield of psionic energy is so badass because it allows you to parry golems? And we were like, what the fuck is a golem? Where are the golems that we're supposed to be parrying with this thing? Remember way back in the enchanted weapon section when it said, oh, one of the cool things about your enchanted weapon is it can even hurt golems. And we were like, what the fuck is a golem? Why am I hurting golems? Are golems bad? Should I be killing all these golems? Should I be worried about a golem attack? And if I lose my magical sword, then I'm fucked. Remember several pages from now in the negate magic spell where it says negate magic doesn't work on golems. Oh no. Oh no. If I've got negate magic, then what am I supposed to do about all these fucking golems? And P.S. What are golems and where are they? All of these questions could have been answered. But, as I discussed back under Psyshield, not only aren't golems in this game, golems aren't almost in this game. Golems were previously in this game. Golems were in the revised Heroes Unlimited, and they were deliberately cut. They were cut for space. They were cut because we had so much other supremely important shit to cram into the magic section. For example, the bullshit on display here on page 324. Let's just start with Blind Watch. As you know, if you've been listening to the podcast lately, we've been tracking every instance of a spell that is about concealing something from sight. There are 9 of these spells. They form 8% of the total spell list, taking up space that could have been used for other things like golems. And here we have one of the primary conceal from sight spells, Blind. Blind is a spell that you cast on someone and it makes them blind. Quote, the victim will be temporarily blind, -5 to strike, -10 to parry and dodge, and likely to stumble and fall for every 10 feet of movement, 50% chance. It goes on to say, quote, if the blind spell is cast upon another spellcaster, he cannot use any spells which require his vision while blinded. If the blind spellcaster uses any defensive slash assault spells, such as magic net, call lightning, fireball, carpet of adhesion, etc., there is a 1 to 65% chance that the spell will be misdirected and strike his own comrades. So, if you're blind and you start shooting around fireballs or calling lightning down on locations you can't see or identify, then you get exactly what you fucking deserve, or rather your teammates do, because that's what it's like to hang out with a wizard. No one gets hit with more of a wizard's fireballs than his best friend. We all know this from D&D. If you consult your Blind Watch workbook and note down the penalties given here for not being able to see while you're blind, you'll find that miraculously, they very nearly match the penalties given under Blinding Flash. However, the part about your spells going off in all directions is new. It is only found here. Therefore, tragically, these rules for blindness do not quite match any of the other separate rules for blindness. I should also point out that the only thing that separates these rules, the only thing that makes them not quite match any of the other blindness rules, the thing about your spells going astray because you're blind, greatly complicates adjudicating all those other spells. Not only does it make this spell not fit, but it makes those spells worse, because it's one thing to say it's a flat, you know, you got to roll a dodge of 18 to dodge energy bolt. You got to roll a dodge of 18 to dodge a fireball, because they're magically guided. But if they can then go astray because the caster is blind, and not go astray with a flat penalty, mind you, like not your -5 to strike because there's no strike roll, but instead there is a separate percentile 65% chance, not just that the fireball or lightning will miss, but that it will specifically hit one of the wizard's allies, throws the whole fucking system out of whack. Now we're introducing a percentile chance of your allies being damaged by a misaimed spell. We're introducing the idea that if you're blind, even a magically guided spell doesn't hit. It's just a fucking mess. And of course it is, because, I mean, there are 9 spells that conceal things from sight. Given 9 chances to fuck up the whole game, of course Palladium fucked it up. Give Palladium 9 iterations of anything. Say to the author of this book, describe to me 9 times how you steer around a pothole in a car chase. One of those rules for steering around potholes will fuck the entirety of Heroes Unlimited. It's just math. Anyway, can you sense that wrath I was talking about? That's enough of Blind Watch. What else is on this page? The spell Resist Fire. Quote, with this spell, the mage can make himself or one or two others fire resistant. This means heat has no ill effect, and normal and magic fire does half damage. The spell can be cast up to 60 feet. This is a spell you can cast on yourself or other people, and it lasts for 20 melees, so that's like 5 minutes per level of caster. Costs 3 PPE. So okay, you think, fair enough, fire is a thing, it burns people. That sucks. If I were a wizard, I would sure like to be able to resist fire. Yeah, of course you would. Wouldn't you also like to be impervious to fire? Because that's on the previous page. It costs 6 PPE and has a slightly longer duration, 1 minute more per level of caster, and the same range, and you can also cast it on yourself or other people, and instead of making you half immune, it makes you totally immune to fire. There are 12 third level spells in this game, a mere 12, and one of them is you're immune to fire, and one of them is you're halfway immune to fire, and it costs half as much. How bad an editor do you have to be not to realize that's the same fucking spell? That's the same fucking spell at different levels of power. You could keep resist fire, and you could say, at the end, in a short paragraph, barely a paragraph at all, for an additional 3 PPE, the target is completely immune to fire. Done. You saved yourself one whole spell. Why am I so agitated about space being wasted in this section? Because of golems, that's why. But wait, there's more. Another spell on this page, Charismatic Aura. Let me start by saying I actually like what this spell does. I like the effect of this spell. It's a fourth level spell, and it is described elegantly thus, quote, a particularly handsome tool of deception, this magic can be cast upon the spellcaster or another person. The spell instantly enhances that person's physical beauty by 8, increasing his charisma and charming all who behold him. Although the focal point of the spell is the person on whom it was cast, it affects everybody in a 60-foot radius emanating from the person with the charismatic aura. Thus, everybody in that radius is allowed a saving throw versus magic. Those who successfully save will not be affected. Those who fail to save are affected and will respond accordingly. And then you get 3 kinds of charisma you get to choose between. There's friendship / trust, where you make someone your friend, or you make them trust you or want to be at peace with you. Then there's power / fear, where you intimidate people with a show of power or anger, and that gives you basically a horror factor. It intimidates them. And then there's successful deception. This allows you to lie effectively so that people will trust you. In fact, one of the trigger phrases you can say to trigger the spell is, quote, trust me completely. So how that's different from invoking trust, I don't really know. Sure seems like the same thing to me. Trust and trust, the same thing? Question mark? I leave it to the listener to decide. But anyway, here they're presented as 2 different options. Here's my objection to this spell, which I do like. This spell takes up 30 goddamn lines of this page. Its main effect is to allow you to inspire friendship or a feeling of trust in people, or to intimidate them. Its secondary effect is to increase your physical beauty by 8 to make you more attractive. It offers a saving throw. The rules have to explain who gets that saving throw. Then if they don't make the saving throw, then they're vulnerable to the magic. And if they're vulnerable to the magic, then they're vulnerable to your increased stat and these additional effects, which have some percentage chance of working. Like there's a horror factor to avoid being intimidated, or there's a 1 to 80% chance that they'll trust you despite the lie you try to tell them, etc., etc. Takes 30 lines. My thing is, there is a core stat that does this. I mean, there is specifically a core stat in this game that gives you a percentile chance to, quote, trust/intimidate. It is a core aspect of the game. It's basic attribute, something everyone has. And this spell does, in fact, give a big, giant 8-point bonus to a different fucking attribute, and then have to write special rules, separate special rules, for trust and for intimidation. If the rules text for Charismatic Aura were, this spell increases your mental affinity and physical beauty by 8, we're done. That's all we need. There are existing rules for this. There are core rules to the game, something every character has. But instead, fuck those rules. Let's not even give a bonus to mental affinity. Instead, let's give a bonus to this other stat over here, physical beauty, and then let's write brand new rules, 30 lines worth, for how to get people to trust you or how to intimidate people. And then let's stack a save on top of it. So in practice, this charismatic aura is garbage, because not only do they get a save against magic, but then if they don't save, they get a second save against horror factor at a miserable horror factor of 13, which never goes up, no matter the level of the caster. So this is a terrible way to make people fear you. We already had multiple ways to make people fear you. This is the worst. And it's taken up 30 goddamn lines. And you know what we could have done in 30 goddamn lines? I'll give you one guess. That's right, it's golems. This is why brevity matters. This is why avoiding redundancy matters. It's because among the many things that need to be cut from the amazing magic section of Heroes Unlimited Revised for this bloated second edition, golems, which are still mentioned many times in the rules, but are not present in this book. Golem rules exist, and you know what? They're very good. Quote, from Heroes Unlimited Revised, page 107, the sorcerer first draws a circle of elemental force. Second, he sculpts a golem, humanoid shape, from clay, with two onyx gems worth no less than 1,100 each. 1,100 what? I don't know. No unit is given, but coincidentally in Palladium games, typically one credit equals one gold piece equals one American dollar. Funny how that works out. With two onyx gems for eyes and a heart of iron. The golem can be of any size up to 18 feet tall. The clay is then turned to stone or iron. Then the mage places a single drop of his blood on the golem's forehead. Six SDC points are permanently drained from the sorcerer into the golem, bringing it to life. And then we get a description of two different kinds of golem, the stone golem and the significantly better statted iron golem, both of which are cool, badass, magical fighting machines who regain their artificial SDC thusly, quote, each hour exposed to moonlight restores 20 SDC. You know how many lines all that takes? Two kinds of golems plus a badass description of the power circle you create to make a golem from scratch, including fashioning a humanoid shape from clay and using two onyx gems to form the eyes of your simulacrum. That all takes like 27 lines. Less than the single spell, Charismatic Aura, that does nothing that couldn't be done by increasing your MA by 8. On top of this page being bloated with yet another Conceal from Sight spell. On top of a separate Resist Fire spell when we've already got Impervious from Fire. The egregious waste of space in this section denied us golems, and I'm just sick about it. Especially because they kept the fucking rules that interact with golems. That's, I don't know how many times I can say this, but I'm just going to keep pounding it until I stop being so angry about it. To keep the spells that deal with golems, but drop golems, and then keep horse shit like this, oh, it's just infuriating. I cannot officially say the dumbest thing on this page is that this book doesn't include golems, because that's not specifically on this page. The dumbest thing on this page, officially, is that there's a whole spell that does nothing but make people trust you or help you intimidate those people, and that spell does not even remotely interact with or mention the existing trust slash intimidate rules, which, if used, would have allowed the author to express this 30-line spell in about 5. But that's for the official record books. You and I both know the dumbest thing is that this page has no fewer than 3 bullshit spells that could easily have been rolled into other spells in a much smaller space, and that space could have been used to give my second edition Heroes Unlimited wizard the ability to express his true asshole nature by creating a clay simulacrum of a human being, bringing it to unholy life, placing 2 onyx gems to serve as its eyes, placing a drop of his blood on its forehead, and bringing it to life to wreak havoc upon its foes, taking minor damage along the way, whereupon he would walk it into the moonlight, where it would form a poignant tableau of the contrast between the serenity of his mystical wisdom and his continuous resort to brute violence. Okay, my anger has subsided. No more golem talk in the near future. Except, by the way, you know how the Psy Shield rules say that the shield allows you to parry golems? Heroes Unlimited Revised does confirm that there is no rule against parrying golems. So, one more retroactive fuck you to Psy Shield. Okay, now I'm done. Join me next time as we discuss another boring spell chosen almost at random and use it as a launching point to talk about the fantastic art that fills, not this section, but the magic section in Heroes Unlimited Revised, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is MegaDumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, 2 words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.